This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening. We are here for you, and I don't think anything says that more strongly than that we will take any problem you have and solve it for you. This is on offer at all times for free. Yeah, that's right. Our expertise, our Gen X experience in life, we can solve your problem. We do it together, and we let a millennial help us. Are you a millennial? What are you?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gone through this before.
I can never remember. Yeah. All I know is that I'm Gen X.
We repeat things here. It happens.
Yes, it does.
And by the way, someone just had some really sassy comments.
Let me just read this. Calling us boomers.
I was like, what the? Why are you guys so angry all the time? I'm talking to the texters now.
What's the problem?
What is the deal with
What's your
you
problem?
Uh-huh. Let me see if I can find it. It was about yesterday's secret show.
Oh.
Hi, guys. I hope Bryn sent Vinny a recording of yesterday's secret show. We've heard the Eddie Van Halen story 50 times, and he asks the same questions every time. Can we put that story to bed now? LOL. Let me just say where my real tear is, if I could. Yeah. And then I'll get... You know what? You're right. Let's never talk about it again after this moment.
Okay.
Here's what I'd like to say.
Tell me.
She had Eddie Van Halen wanting her. Like, it was... This isn't one of those things where...
Well,
it's
he
in her
wanted
head.
Some action. He didn't want me.
Yes,
he
but your top was off, and your and part of you was he was kissing part of you. Okay, and there you are, and in that moment, you're too cool for Eddie Van Halen.
Hold on,
let me finish my thought. And yet, you did every derelict that rolled into a bar in New England while you were on tour with Geneva. But Eddie Van Halen, no.
That's
there's
not what
the
I was
line.
Looking for. I didn't realize that.
Eddie Van Halen's the line. Sorry. A bum that just happens to be in a bar and doesn't have a foot for a face? Yeah, I'll do him. But Eddie Van Halen who can do this?
Oh, that's all we're getting? The good part is just about to start.
No, you can't do this, guy.
The finger tapping at the end.
Back to my point. Not this guy, but some bum that just rolled out of the... Wherever into a bar.
It just wasn't what was on my mind. It wasn't what I was looking for.
That guy in the back.
That's choosier than you think.
Well, out of a room full of people, sure.
That was a joke. It was a joke. That was good, Bryn. You started finally after all these years.
After all these years, I know. Yeah. Another thing about that story, though, was there was a missing thing that we didn't know about. I mean, we knew about the Van Halen story and the Eddie part.
What was the missing thing?
That. Part.
That wasn't missing. I didn't know about that. I've heard
the story a bunch of times too. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, you're right. We've heard that story enough. It still chaps my you know what.
That to, we didn't to, do him. Yeah, okay. To, so, but here we are talking. We're doing exactly what that person doesn't want.
You're right. Absolutely. Let's move on.
Let's talk about Rush instead. Oh, I didn't finish my thing. Give us your bad. We need problems. We need your problems. We need your problems. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Whatever you need help with in your life. Seriously, I know we make a joke about it and we call it bad advice, but we will take your problem and figure it out for you. Or give you backup or tell you why you're wrong. Am I the a-hole? Sometimes you are.
Most of the time.
So check this out. I did not know that Primus, this is what Primus is out on the road doing. They do some of their Primus songs, but they're performing Rush's A Farewell to King in its entirety.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
I love Primus. I think they're great. I don't know that I'd be dragged out to a show. It takes a lot for me. But this, I would go. I'm like, let's hear how you do Closer to the Heart. Let's hear that. That's a sensitive little sweet song and difficult to sing. That's not it.
Well,
so they are touring this. Look, kids, children, millennials, etc. Oh, turn this up. So good.
To mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. The blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art.
Can't help myself.
They forge their creativity closer to the heart.
Here he goes.
Yes, closer to the heart.
I'd kill to see Primus do this. Listen.
Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his heart. To sow a new.
Let it go, because I want to hear him go high on the Closer to the Heart. Here we go. Crank it up.
Yes, closer to the heart. Yes!
When he goes high and he gets that little vibrato in his voice, I love Geddy Lee's voice. I get that there are people who won't listen to Rush because they don't like his voice. He moves pieces in me that no one else can touch. I love Geddy Lee. I love Neil Peart. I love Alex Lifeson. I love Rush. Rest in peace, Neil. So
I love Primus. Oh, I love Rush too,
sure,
but
Primus,
I love Primus,
Primus
as well.
Primus is, I actually find them to be fascinating.
And let me just give you a little fast fact. Lair, the guitar player, you know how we hear about Joe Satriani taught guitar lessons to Steve Vai?
Yeah.
And he taught guitar lessons to Kirk Hammett from Metallica. He also taught guitar lessons to Lair.
Who truly is doing his own thing. Like he's, as you know, the bass player, Les Claypool is sort of.
It's about Les.
It's about him. But that guy's guitar parts are also, you know,
kooky.
Like, who comes up with that?
Right.
Play me some Primus now. Let's rock out.
Oh,
I don't know. Pull me something. Okay. Anyway, so here's the story.
Yeah.
There is a story here, believe it or not. So Primus is touring around performing Rush's A Farewell to King, which is like a prog rock album that is so technically crazy. Like, there's only 6 songs on this album, and 2 of them are over 10 minutes long. So,
for the record, Primus opened for Rush way back in the day.
Yes, they did. So they know each other and they're fans of each other. So they're touring and they do their show in Toronto, and Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson go to the show together. Because they're like, you know what? We got to go see what's going on with these guys. Are they pulling this off? And they say, let me do my Geddy Lee impersonation. We were treated to the weird and wonderful experience of watching them perform our music. It was wonderful. They were great. On Friday night, we had the joyful experience of reuniting with our grand pals from Primus, Les, Lair, Herb, and their gang. I think his name's Herb. We sat side stage as they immaculately worked through a cool selection of classic Primus tunes, which brought back fond memories of our touring together back in the early 90s. And then we were treated to the weird and wonderful experience of watching them perform our music, A Farewell to Kings, in its entirety, eh? They did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually had planned to do that 2 years ago, and the whole thing got postponed.
Why? That was a joke. That was a joke, Bryn. Bryn, you missed. I had a really funny.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to do something else.
Oh, boy.
I'm really
wow.
busy
the
in
hostility.
There.
Maybe it's just that seat. Maybe it's that room. Oof.
Yeah, yes, setup. The thing is, like, I have windows open over my buttons and stuff like that. I just can't get to it right now.
Oh, God.
Okay. Very complex.
Oh, John just texted me his favorite movie of all time. And his favorite food. I would have never guessed this, and you're going to be very disappointed in him.
Oh, no.
Take a guess.
His favorite movie
I'll tell
of
you,
all
I'll
time.
Give you
well,
a couple
I said,
hints. It's
I said,
sci-fi.
What you said makes sense. Shawshank is at the top of many people's lists. Okay, so you're saying it's a sci-fi movie, and this is his favorite movie of all time. I'm going to say Aliens.
It's Avatar. John's nice says his favorite movie of all time is Avatar. Are you sure?
Yeah, tell him, just, you know what? Don't say, are you sure? Say, take that back.
It's,
try again.
It's not Shawshank. I'm
give us anything else.
Don't lead the witness.
Tell us number two. What's number two on your list?
Okay.
Okay. And what's his favorite food?
Marinated chicken and Greek salad with homemade pita and hummus.
Wow.
Which they do make that often. Him and Riley make that together.
But you didn't guess that.
I didn't.
So you
but
don't
I
know.
No, I said I didn't.
Either of the
didn't
answers
know.
For your husband.
But now that he's said it, I'm like, oh yeah, that is. They do make that often, and he does love that.
Mm.
I just never would have picked it as.
So you don't even know this guy.
No, I have. Turns
so
out
sad.
After all these years.
Wow.
I do know some stuff about him though.
What's that?
It's just stuff you know that you know about other people.
Okay.
That you live with.
Okay.
That they wouldn't want you to say on the air.
All right. Well, I'm
trying
not to. Trying not to
really
ask. I'm not asking for
you
that reason.
You can ask. I can't tell, but I want to. Jack Harlow.
This guy.
And L. King, both at the Billboard Music Awards. L. King, a fan. She's all, I'm going to roll my wheelchair. She's got a sprained ankle. I'm going to roll my wheelchair down through the backstage passage, and I'm going to say hi to Jack Harlow.
Okay. Where's this going?
His door's open. She rolls up and she's all, hi!
The door to his green room.
The door to his dressing room,
okay.
Yes. She's all, hey, it's me, El King! I don't know what she said exactly, but something along those lines. And the door got shut, not slammed, shut in her face. So she posted, Jack Harlow shut his dressing room door when I passed by in my wheelchair and said hi. She's got this whole sprained ankle thing. She's actually hobbling around. She's like crutching out onto stage and using a cane. A source close to Jack said, it didn't happen that way. That's not what happened.
Right.
Here's the quote. He definitely said hi to her. And it was just time for him to get dressed and walk on stage. So someone else on the team closed the door. Someone was standing behind the door. They were the door person. And they just decided it
was
time to close the door.
The question, forget if it's L or not. There's a person in a wheelchair trying to say hi to you. And you've just slammed the
It's not
door
a great look. I know.
Face.
She says, the source says, I think the timing was coincidental. He definitely said hi.
Oh, right.
The door closes.
Did you see? So there's a video out there. And it's actually... I keep bringing her up because I follow her on Instagram. Oh, there she is limping.
This is
oh.
not her limping. This is her earlier in life.
Oh, she did a. She's got a neck tattoo.
Yeah, she's all kinds of stuff. That must be her.
That wasn't her earlier in life. That was
no. That was her. It had to be earlier in life because she's walking around. She's caning and wheelchair, and she's not even hardly limping. I couldn't see a limp in that.
Anyway, Gina Yashere posts a picture of Jack Harlow at. Sorry, it's a video. Jack Harlow, the white rapper.
Yes.
In a white Colonel Sanders suit.
Oh.
At the Kentucky Derby with two black guys lifting him up and carrying him across the dirt so his shoes don't get dirty. And her comment is, what in the Django Unchained is going on here? And I'm like, oh, my God. She goes, did that white rapper really get two black guys to carry him across the dirt so his shoes don't get dirty? And I'm laughing, but I'm also going.
She's not wrong.
Right.
That is a problematic image.
Just the image itself. Like, I'm sure it wasn't planned. He didn't go and get.
Are you sure about that? He's planned to wear a Colonel Sanders outfit.
I want to believe it was a coincidence that someone caught on camera and went, whoa, what is this about? But anyway.
Those Kentucky Derby parties, though, they're always having, like, white parties where they wear all white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
so
there it is, but it's
coincidental,
just, you know,
so maybe take it out of context.
Yeah, he might have wanted to say, you know what, I'll walk across the... I know these shoes are nice. but I'm going to go ahead and walk my own ass across the dirt.
Well, Kentucky's in the name, so maybe it was. Maybe it really was a Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel Sanders thing.
I don't know.
And he just didn't think to himself, how is this going to look when everyone takes pictures of it?
When a comedian, a black comedian gets a look at this?
Right. Yeah, that's not a great look. Also not a great look, taking pictures with your tongue hanging out of your mouth, your hung hanging out of your mouth. Elle King is the new Miley Cyrus when it comes to that. I think Miley Cyrus is adorable. I really do. Like, I sort of like her attitude, and I've come to really have an appreciation
for her.
And she's very talented. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, you didn't see a picture of her without her, like, coated gray tongue hanging out of her mouth. Miley, put that thing away. That's just not great. And I'm noticing that in almost every picture that Elle King puts up on her Instagram and wherever else she posts pictures, I don't know. I've seen a bunch of pictures of her. She just goes, and hangs her tongue out of her mouth. And it's, you know, it's just a... Well, if someone can just let her know that Sarah said, please put that thing away.
Oh, there's the tongue, too. Right.
Yeah, it's just always
well, it's
out.
All the same night, it looks like. It's the same dress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was her and Miranda Lambert in that other picture. Oh. Isn't that Miranda Lambert?
I think so. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, tongue.
Yeah,
tongue,
I'm with
put
you.
Put the tongue away.
You know what, though? It's weird to take a lot of pictures of yourself.
I guess when you're a star, there's a lot taken of you, and if you're just trying to have fun. But every time Miley would do a selfie with anyone, she'd go, stick her tongue out. Oh, is that Diddy? Who's that?
Yeah, it's Diddy.
Yeah, so there she is meeting him and they're doing so I guess the cool kids do a instead of just like an elbow touch, they cross arms almost like, you know what I mean? Like they're sort of
They were just fist bumping on the side.
Are they?
That's what it looks like to me, yeah.
Oh yeah, that could be that. Yeah. I look like forearms. Looks like forearms, but I guess as I look closer. My eyes aren't great. I love the jacket she's got on. She got a cool like.
Don't like that jacket.
I love
no,
that jacket.
That's, you know what? That's
I love
exactly
it.
The jacket you'd buy, and then you'd wear it to an event, and then everyone would make fun of you, and you'd go, "I can never wear that again."
No, I wear it. I would wear that.
And look, Diddy's got your Santa outfit on.
Like that's everything I want in an outfit to wear to Winterland, right there.
Okay.
Actually, there's a. I don't know. Do we do a nighttime show? I guess. I could wear it to summer thing, maybe. That looks summery.
408 says, that door would have flung wide open if that was Dua Lipa in a wheelchair.
Oh.
No doubt. Oh. It's not a great look. Jack Harlow. Vinny, what is your favorite color?
Green.
Let's see here. Green. You're likely a practical person and down to earth. You enjoy helping others, and it's possible you have a jealous side. See Dio and Alice Cooper. Anybody have a color other than green?
Dio and Alice Cooper.
This is what your favorite color indicates your favorite rock bands are.
Oh,
I found it to be
blue.
Blue?
Mm-hmm. I actually don't even like Alice Cooper.
I know, me either. And I like green too. Blue. You're laid back and easygoing. You're peaceful and compassionate while still being strong. Just because you're not bold doesn't mean you're soft. Just like Tool, Spirit Box, and Alice in Chains.
Oh, give me Tool every time.
Tool and Alice in Chains,
yeah,
I'll take.
I'll
I don't
take
know
it.
Spirit Box.
What about Orange? That's the missus.
Let's see if orange. I don't even think they have orange in
there. Oh, okay.
No, orange is.
By the way,
her
favorite color is orange. I have an orange story for you. So
okay.
I ordered this Ford pickup.
Oh.
This new truck, the Maverick,
nice.
Right?
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So I ordered the thing, and it's been on order for 6 months.
Oh. This is the first we're hearing of your brand new pickup truck is coming.
It's,
all right.
I'm not going to see it for a year or longer. I don't know.
Wait.
So I picked the color, and then I'm like, I don't like that color. So then I'm
what
looking.
What color did you pick?
It was like a bluish color.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm looking at these two other colors. One of them's orange. Like it's a cool, you know, like it'll be a little bold for me. But I thought, oh, you know, the missus likes orange, and I like orange. And so I go back in and I tell him I would like you to switch the color to orange. And the guy goes, orange. And I go, yeah, Holmes, orange. Okay, would you like, you know,
click, click, clack.
What are you doing?
Select that one.
That's not helpful. You're not helping me. So I leave, and I'm like, God, that guy really. So I go to the missus, and I go, hey, guess what? I switched the color on the truck to orange. She goes, you cannot have an orange car. You'll never not get tickets.
That's what I said, Vinny.
Well, you don't know, but then she, clearly she knows too. Like, God damn it. I had to walk back in, and by the way, I'd given this guy the...
It's not because you'll be a dork driving an orange truck. It's because you'll get tickets.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, What do you mean a dork driving an orange truck? How dare you call me that?
You're the king of bad decisions. Okay, so you
I am.
Yes.
At least I don't show up places at a Christmas event in a Santa suit.
Oh, wasn't a Santa suit. And I looked adorable. I'll defend that suit. It was a red velvet suit. It was
don't
Christmas
defend
time.
It was just I'm Santa.
I was adorable.
Give up on the defense.
Hey, guess what? I wore that one night.
Right.
I didn't drive it.
Well, good point. Anyway, I went back and said, I'm going to have to change the color. And you're part of the reason. And the guy goes, what do you... And I go, well, that comment you made right after I said orange. He goes, well, I mean, it's a really bold move.
Yeah. So what color did you went back to the blue?
It's a green that I... Or a gray-green that I went
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Cool. I think I know that set of colors. Like, I've been noticing there's like this, like kind of a putty color mm-hmm. and kind of a just... They're like... I'm not sure how to describe them. They're not matte, but they're like, I don't know. They look like clay or
yep.
something. It's a beautiful,
yep.
it's a beautiful finish. I want to get my car wrapped in something that looks kind of like
you're not
like
really going to wrap your car.
I am going to wrap
you
my car.
You are?
Oh, I want to. I'm trying to talk John into it. John
nice.
Loves that car so much.
It's a thing. The wrapping bought, the Teslas is a mm-hmm. total thing.
He went and bought all these, you know how you buy rubber mats that you can take out and squirt
oh, yeah.
out and stuff?
I have to have those.
Yeah, he's got them all fitted and he's you know, yeah. just he has there was one that needed to be heated because it had a fold in it and he heats that up and he's got the side pockets with the covers
oh,
and all.
He's got a nice car.
Oh my God, it's just
happy.
So funny. But it was just in time because he put a back liner in the trunk for me to put all my gardening crap in the other day
oh,
and it
just
worked out
time.
Just in time because mm. I would have just tucked that stuff in there.
Well, you would have just had to take your car. How about that?
No. Mm. My car won't make it to Napa and back.
Oh, ghetto.
Yeah, it only gets about 40
well,
miles.
Well, throw Riley
charge.
Out of the Prius. Sorry,
oh,
punk.
Yeah, I'm really going to drive the Prius when I got a Tesla sitting right there.
For dirty stuff like that?
Just vacuum it out later.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Man.
But don't worry about it. Everything was fine. He had a little mat back there for me. I loved it.
My mom just ordered your car, too.
Oh, yeah, the Y?
Mm-hmm.
What color did she get?
I don't know.
Your mom needs one with all the cars your dad
you
has?
You know what? She doesn't, but she got one. Well, it's coming at some point. I don't know what the
Someday.
Details are.
I know. It's
yeah.
forever.
Mm-hmm.
Get it forever later.
People well, love their Teslas, I guess.
Yeah,
you've definitely your parents have definitely lived the American dream. I'm so proud of them.
Know.
You know what? Get another car. Why not?
Yeah, go for it.
We're done here. What's coming up in the news?
Bye, everyone.
No, not totally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Done.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. It is a bright, bright, sunshiny day out the window here in downtown San Francisco anyway. I don't know what it's doing in your house. Probably the same.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope so. Bottle Rock's coming up. It's coming up so fast.
What are we going to do?
It's next up. We're going to go there and we're going to do all kinds of live secret shows and regular shows and we're all going to rock out at the big show, the Bottle Rock show.
Go crazy.
The new promotions department is going to be out to impress everyone.
Yeah.
So this is going to be epic.
Keep your eyes wide for
it. We expect them to perfection.
You are going to be floored.
You're not going to believe.
That's right.
What these people are able to pull off.
They're flying in people from all over the country to pull this thing.
Right.
It's incredible. We're continuing the fun with more tickets for Saturday's show. Through Friday, this week, we're giving out code words for a pair of tickets to Saturday's Bottle Rock. The headliners are 21 Pilots, the Black Crowes, and 5 million more bands on all the stages. So here's how it works. Coming up here at 9 o'clock and then again at noon and 5 o'clock at about 5 after the hour, we'll give you a code word. And then you text the code word to our contest text number 20357. Don't text it to Vinny. Does you no good. 20357. We'll give you a code word. Get everything Bottle Rock at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation really listens to the needs of our Bay Area communities, and they support essential needs like food, health care, education, and more all year. Explore FremontBank.com/community.
Proud to work with you, Fremont Bank.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. They are something else. Today is Pack Rat Day.
Oh.
Now, the good news, I wouldn't even have done this if they were actually celebrating pack rats, because I think it's awful.
Are they saying unpack rats?
They're saying this is a good day for people who are often collecting too much stuff to dig into closets and garages and other storage spaces to declutter. The problem is you throw this on a Tuesday. No one's got time to declutter today.
It's get her done Tuesday.
And today is the day that you got to be at work
and
doing your things.
It's my only productive day at work.
Like, we'll do that this weekend. How about you make Saturday? Anyway, pack ratting is awful. And we all do it
to some degree or other.
That's I was going to say. And I think we all have that mentality, like the junk drawer in the house where you go, oh, I'll need this sometime. And then the junk drawers can't be opened or closed. And you have to look at it and go, okay, who put a bottle of lotion in here? Like, and then why is...
Right.
You have to
lotion from 13 years ago. Get the trash can, take it to the junk drawer. The thing is, it's scary to throw like an old key. Well, I don't even know what this key goes. I'm sure I knew when I threw it in there. Oh, I'll just throw that in the junk drawer.
I just trash that
stuff. Pens that don't work.
Just trash it.
Rubber bands.
Trash it. Get rid of it all.
I won't get rid of keys. I won't do it.
You need to.
I can't. You never know when you're going to stumble across lock.
I do know.
No,
you won't.
You might.
You
don't
won't.
Know. I'll throw everything else away, but not the keys.
Now, I admit, though, that hoarding thing, look, there are people with real...
Yes.
Agreed. Mental problems.
Absolutely.
Like, it's a real obsession.
It's a block.
It's a total compulsion. And when you see what they've done to their home, whether that's stacking newspapers or whatever, you just
dead
go, okay,
cats.
That's a real...
I thought that cat ran away.
Legit problem for some people. But still, the rest of you, we all do it. There's times I'll buy a pair of pants I like. I better get another one of these. What am I going to do? What if...
I really like these.
What if these go off the market and I
right.
don't...
There's
you know what'll happen? No,
with
there is something
no,
wrong with that. You know what'll happen?
Wrong with that.
Another pair of pants will come along that I'll like more and that'll fit me. Now that I'm growing at
an alarming rate,
unbearable pace.
Oh, stop it!
I mean, really, stop.
You could just wear both pairs.
Just
and
don't stock up. That's
them.
All I'm. The message
you can
here:
stock
you
up.
Don't
stocking
need
up
to
is,
stocking
is
up on.
If
okay.
I find a shirt I like and I see another color, I'll be like, I'll get two or three. If I like a couple of the colors.
Stocking up on toilet paper during the pandemic, I understand.
Yeah.
No one wants Duke on their fingers.
Oh,
I get
come
that.
On.
Right? Why'd you look at me like that? Why'd you say that?
I don't
you
know
want
why
that?
You had to go
no,
there.
I'm just saying, we all want it clean hands.
Disgusting.
It's not, well, right.
Yeah.
We're just all a little head shy because of the Amber Heard thing, that's all.
Yes.
And the lady farting in court. I mean, honestly, what is happening? And what kind of trial is that?
So I understand some things, but really, you don't need to double up on your pant purchases. There'll be another pant on the market someday.
Also, if I have a pair of shoes, I'm like, oh my God, I really like these shoes.
Don't.
I'll be like, I'm going to go back and get more. Because my feet aren't changing. Yeah.
I have
a pair of these that I've never worn. And look how beat up these are. I'm going to wear
these. Don't those come pre-beat up, though, too?
Somewhat. These are pretty.
You buy pre.
These are pretty beat up.
Beat up shoes.
Yeah, because the bottom will wear out at some point, and then I'll still want the shoes. But what am I going to do? Go to a cobbler
for sneakers? No,
yeah,
you're going to.
I don't know if those are still around. I think you can get a boot re-heeled, can't you?
This is back to what I look like again. Damn it.
I'm not. Oh. You're very sensitive between the nose foot. I don't know what's happening with you. You are.
Well, you know why I am? Because you keep saying stuff to
you
me about it.
You are the one who said it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a story for you.
I'm ready.
Some good friends of mine.
Yes.
They moved down to Mexico.
Yeah.
They build this beautiful home.
Yes.
And then they never stay there.
Oh, that's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. Yep.
This expat thing doesn't work out. It turns out they end up coming back here and renting places from their friends all the time.
Yes.
What a waste of money. How scary. They must get down there and be like, I'm bored. You? Yeah, I'm bored too. Let's go back to America. Hmm. I guess.
I don't know what happens. He comes up here for work. I know who you're referring to, and it's not your friend. It's my friend.
Right.
They do rent a place for me, and it's confusing because they talk about it so lovingly.
Still, do they, though?
They do.
But they don't stay.
Because he has to work. And she's like, I don't want to be alone in Mexico without you. And so she comes too, and they both work.
But that's where their house is. Why doesn't she just enjoy Mexico? I mean,
you know, these are questions I don't want to ask them because I really feel like...
You don't ask?
I feel like they're sensitive about it. You know, I mean,
well, how could they not
be if you moved to Mexico
and then never go?
Yeah, I love them though. So I'm actually really, I see way more of them now than I ever did when they lived here.
If you're among the many, many Americans for whom the past several years caused massive anxiety and concern for the future, take note. There are a bunch of places around the world you can move to, and the cost will go your way. Mm. Mexico's on the list, by the way,
sure. Right.
Except for some reason, the people who move there come back.
Well, not all of them, but mine do.
Vietnam's on the list.
Yeah.
Bryn loves Vietnam.
Well, he's Vietnamese.
Yeah, but uh-huh. I mean, he said right. that I'd love it too. He keeps telling me we should go together.
Vietnam has one of the fastest growing economies in Southeast Asia, a rising middle class, low crime rates, and way, way low cost of living.
Mm. What's it cost to like rent a place, a really nice place
Hold
in
on.
Vietnam?
Americans can thrive here for nearly half the price of a home. Spacious one bedrooms in lively, culture-rich cities like Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi cost less than $700.
Wow.
And then food is also
dirt cheap.
Incredibly cheap.
And I love Vietnamese food. There's this Vietnamese street food place right down the street from me that I go to regularly. Give me a bowl of pho.
Spain makes the list.
Spain? I would
I'm
think
surprised.
Spain would be expensive.
Yeah, me too.
It's a desirable place to go. What does it cost for rent in Spain? Does it
they say? Don't have the cost.
I guess it really depends where you live, too. You know, there's some unrest in Spain.
It's among one of Europe's most affordable countries. Spain has a high unemployment rate, so don't get your hopes up about finding a job.
Mm.
But I guess your money, your American retirement money might go far there.
Mm.
So this is a whole list on Thrillist. Ghana is on the list. There's a bunch of places.
Ghana.
Argentina. These are places where you can go and hopefully retire and have your money go farther than it would, let's say, in, I don't know, Mill Valley.
Mm, I know. Mill Valley is going to be a tough nut to crack when retirement rolls around.
Bermuda.
Bermuda's beautiful.
Germany makes the list of places where Americans can go and retire. South Korea, New Zealand. Sorry, I'm scrolling because I'm digital now. Otherwise, I'd have pages and I could flip through them more quickly.
You could cut and paste that into a
document. Don't ever say again. Uruguay? Is that how you say that?
Something like that. Remember we got in the whole thing? Someone was saying Uruguay.
Belize?
Uruguay. Oh, Belize.
Thailand? All places Americans' money. Canada? We'll go farther. Georgia? And they don't mean the state.
Mm. There's trouble in Georgia,
and
too.
And Mexico. Mm. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But Mexico's on the list, and your friends, I don't know what happened to them, why it's gone so badly for them. But
it hasn't. They have a beautiful place. They just
live in your guest room.
They work up
Costa here. Rica's on the list. Anyway, Thrillist if you want to know where that, if you want to see that article. I'd be so scared to take all that I've saved my whole life and take it to a place and then have things not go well. Then what?
I know, and I think that we've thought about that. I mean, we talked about moving to Vermont or, you know, whatever. If this job didn't work out, we just recently signed 5-year deals. Don't worry, we're here. But to me, it's about being able to get back in. If you decided I made a terrible mistake and I should not have left Mill Valley,
right,
or I should not have left Scotts Valley, or I should not have left Millbrae, whatever, wherever you live, and you're like, I'm cashing out, and then what? Now you've got that money, but you can't buy your way back in there. Like, I couldn't afford to live in my neighborhood now. I couldn't afford the taxes on my house.
Right.
It's just, so you're kind of screwing yourself. And you
that's
know,
the worry. That's what I'm saying.
Some people I know sold their house in Marin and
where'd
moved
they
to
go?
Another country. And now they own a house there. Right. And rent from me.
These are the same people.
I'm like, oh, now what happens?
Well, now they're stuck.
Well, I know they want to end up there, so let's hope it all works out.
Do they,
out.
Though? Because that's the question.
I know. It's a question for me, too. I should ask them, but I don't want to. It seems sensitive.
Are they from Mexico? Are they Mexican?
Not,
do they have, like
two white
I've
people.
Spent... I that's where I've traveled the most.
You
I've
love
been
Mexico.
All over Mexico. Yeah. I love Mexico. As a surfer, that's one of the things you do is you surf Baja and you surf mainland Mexico everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I actually think I could go there and do that. Plus, I'm bilingual. So for me,
you're not
I
bilingual.
Also, yes, I am.
You
stop
can't
it.
Even say tequila.
Yes, I can.
No,
and by the way,
tortilla,
I'm also
or
known as El Campeón del Pueblo.
You're not known as that.
Yes.
You named yourself that. And
by the way,
yeah,
I'm going to move on because
right.
you're really, really hostile this
yeah,
morning.
That's true.
The
okay.
pushback is painful from you. Sheesh.
You shouldn't push that out at me then. Oh, man. Mr. Bilingual.
What is the coffee drink that you love from Starbucks that you said?
The matcha frappuccino.
Matcha frappuccino. It's not on the list.
Of what?
Every iced these are coffee drinks. You're a tea guy, right?
That's a tea.
Yeah.
It's not a
every iced coffee drink from Starbucks ranked. The number one is iced pistachio latte.
Oh.
That's number one? I've never even heard of that. I would have thought caramel macchiato.
Yeah.
Iced toast vanilla oat milk shaken espresso.
Man, that's a lot.
I would try those.
Yeah.
The pistachio one sounds.
I know, that sounds pretty good.
I love
iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso.
Shaken espresso?
These were elaborate taste tests done on all iced drinks on Starbucks menu.
Oh, these aren't necessarily what's most popular, what they sell the most. These are the ones that they taste tested and came in.
These are ranked as the best ones.
Is this on the menu or is this like a custom?
What's
Reserve
the pistachio one again?
Iced dark chocolate mocha. That comes in at 4.
What was the first one?
Iced pistachio latte.
Iced pistachio latte. Let's go get one of those after work today.
Latte.
Want to?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, maybe
to
Britain. I'll do that.
We'll go for Pokemon.
Oh, you're beat that damn matcha.
You're gonna do Pokemon?
Why not?
And drink an iced pistachio latte.
Yeah, well, right. You know, I would have never walked down there, you know, in ordinary circumstances, but now I walk everywhere. And Bryn hates walking, but it's so nice when you're poking.
Well, you know, his feet hurt. He's got gout.
Sometimes. Yeah. Not right now.
Keep that
it's gone?
Currently.
Well, it goes away.
But it never really seems like it fully materialed that last time when it was creeping up on you.
You just had twinges?
No, the last time I remember, I went to my dad's house to grab some medication.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and that stopped it
helps
it
a lot.
Out.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
If you do it.
So are you
do
stocked
it.
Up on that medication now? If I was going to suffer with the gout, I would have the medication.
I have
talk
the medication
about hoarding.
Him.
I would hoard that.
I would
I have
hoard
that.
The, right, that's
and
something you can hoard.
I have an appointment with my general physician to talk about that so I can get the right.
Well,
know.
Do you know what they're going to tell you?
What?
You gotta stop drinking. You gotta stop eating fatty foods.
Yeah, or you could just give me the damn medication. Thanks, doctor.
Wow, you're hostile too.
Well, certain things you don't want to give up.
The meat in this hostile sandwich between the two of you, my gosh. Sheesh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. I think to live in another country and thrive, you really need to have an outgoing personality. Locals in many places always appreciate it when you are friendly and are inclined to make an effort to learn the country's language. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I make friends wherever I go, so that wouldn't matter. I'd make friends.
Well, you speak so many languages. I mean, right. I'm not. That wasn't a joke. He's amazing. He speaks the language of love. He speaks body language. He speaks vibe language.
I do speak vibe language. I don't even want to when I do.
No one speaks it like you do.
I know. It's just torn out of me.
It's weird because I feel like I understand it, but I don't speak it. I can understand it, I just can't speak it. Oh, boy.
Vinny, New Zealand and Australia have stringent immigration qualifiers, and the average retiree does not qualify. Also, Medicare does not transfer to foreign countries, nor does most secondary health insurance. These are huge issues. I agree. I agree. Absolutely.
What about Social Security? Can I still get my Social Security check if I live in another country?
God, I can't answer that for you. Well, why don't you ask your friends that moved their lives all the way down to Mexico and then decided we don't like it here?
They're not retired, so I don't know. That's interesting, though. I didn't even think about that. Healthcare is such a thing. Such a thing.
If you move and you're still a U.S. citizen, you still can get your payments outside the U.S. as long as
But not Medicare, Medicaid, none of that stuff?
I don't know about that. Look that one up.
The texters already told us. They know everything.
Hey, Sarah, Cousin's Maine lobster's coming your way.
Oh, yeah, when?
It looks like in Novato on Sunday, May 22nd.
That's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
I'm in. I'll do it.
What do they
say? Novato?
Oh, at Indian Valley Brewing.
Oh, goodness.
You remember we used to do the golf thing up there? Yeah, I would take listeners and go golfing up there.
It's beautiful up
there. It's really nice.
The Cousin's truck, by the way, I occasionally look it up because I do love their... Sometimes you'll just stumble on it, but you know how food trucks are. They're everywhere. But Cousin's is like big, and you can go to Cousin's... And they'll show you where they're at that day, like if you're in the mood for a lobster roll. And sometimes, you know, I wasn't going to drive all the way down to Scotts Valley, but luckily you guys ran right over there.
No, you guys didn't do anything. The missus ran right over there. In fact, she went, I'll be right back. I got to run an errand. And I went, all right. Because I would have, you know, pitched a hissy fit if I knew she was just getting food. Food? There's food here. Don't leave me with these kids for 20 minutes.
And there was too much lobster for you. You're so weird.
Well, they overdo it.
Oh, that's all I want is the lobster. Don't even give me the bread. Just give me the lobster.
Okay. We're out of time. We got to go.
All right. Things you should know about your partner after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.